5 minutes later, there was another knock on my door. "I was wondering about that van in your lot," Byers said. "Have you noticed it? The blue one with the antennae?" "Yeah. Do you know the owner?" "No, but it's been here for a while." I closed and locked the door and watched Byers through the peephole. He stood thinking for a moment, and then he knocked on Mr. Walesky's door. He showed Morelli's picture and asked a few questions. He thanked Mr. Walesky, gave him his card, and backed away. I returned to the window, but Byers didn't appear in the lot. "He's going door to door," I said. We continued to watch from the window, and eventually Byers limped to his car. He drove a late-model dark blue Ford Escort, equipped with a car phone. He left the lot and turned toward St. James. Morelli was in the kitchen with his head in my refrigerator. "Byers is going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to check on the van plates and put it together." "What's this going to do for you?" "It's going to knock me out of Trenton until I get a different vehicle." He took a carton of orange juice and a loaf of raisin bread. "Put this on my tab. I've got to get out of here." He stopped at the door. "I'm afraid you're going to be on your own for a while. Stay locked up in the apartment here. Don't let anyone in, and you should be okay. The alternative is to come with me, but if we get caught together, you'll be an accessory. I'll stay here. I'll be fine. Promise me you won't go out." "I promise. I promise." Some promises are meant to be broken. This was one of them. I had no intention of sitting on my hands waiting for Ramirez. I wanted to hear from him yesterday. I wanted the whole ugly affair to be done. I wanted Ramirez behind bars. I wanted my apprehension money. I wanted to get on with my life.
This ends Disc 6.